In just a minute, now that the director of the FBI has opened the door to marijuana use among agents, our panelists will predict the next organization to loosen its standards. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Angie's List, connecting consumers with user-reviewed contractors, an online marketplace, and concierge support for home improvement services, angieslist.com. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. And eSurance, insurance for the modern world, with online tools that provide customers with 24/7 advice and support. Learn more at eSurance.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, our benevolent overlord. Philip Goedeker writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Now I Am Become Seth, the destroyer of Kelly. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Mohammed Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is, and most likely always will be, Mike Danforth. And this week, we bid a sad farewell to our producer, Emily Ecton. For 11 years, she manned the fuzzy and cute but dumb animal beat for Wait, Wait. She also has been responsible for all our logistics, getting everyone everywhere they needed to be, which she would have called herding cats, but she likes cats too much. Our loss, though, is literature's gain. Emily will be able to spend more of her time writing her great books for young readers, which you can check out at emilystuff.com. Good luck, Emily, and if your next book features a moody, spiteful, obnoxious public radio host as a villain, I'll actually be kind of flattered, so go for it. Now, panel, what will be the next organization to loosen their tie a little? Charlie Pierce.
CIA, Peter. Unfortunately, analysts at the headquarters in Langley will be baffled when a crucial conversation between Al-Qaeda operatives on a secret wiretap is drowned out by the drum solo from Inagata De Vita.
Kerry O'Connor.
Republicans in Congress. And if they want to learn how to smoke weed, Rand Paul is giving seminars.
Roy Blunt Jr.
NPR. Have you ever actually pronounced the word lozenge?
And if you ever have, you'll hear it here on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Shirley Pierce, Kerry O'Connor, Roy Blunt Jr. Thanks to our public address announcer, Paul Friedman. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.